Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. So I don't know what's going on with the Instagram side of things, but for some reason, it didn't pick up the Instagram stream key. So, but good morning, everybody. It's good to be back. I believe that God is always, always in control, and He knows what's best for us. And I pray that you would just be blessed by today's A Cup with Pastor. Welcome to our A Cup with Pastor. Bottom line, welcome to this podcast that I have. And, you know, it is something that the Lord has given me and He has put in my spirit to speak about the things of God, speak about His things, His kingdom, His business. But at the same time, also, you know, enjoy a cup of coffee. And so, yeah, that's where we're at with all this. But so, hey, I don't see it going live on Instagram. So what's probably going to happen either way is if y'all can share on Instagram or, you know, whatever the case may be, you can share it. But yeah, welcome to A Cup with Pastor. And, so I wanted to just ask you today, you know, we get started and I know that more will be jumping on, but what type of, you know, it's been a while, by the way, let me just say this. It's been a while. It's been a few, Saturdays because I've been really busy. We've been out of town. We've been attending, you know, I lost my aunt, one of my great aunts, and we, you know, losing a great aunt, we had to go travel. So, and then we had the next week and we were busy, but it's good to be back. It's good to be back and, you know, giving this here and just being here with each of you. So for the first part of it, you know how we do it. I really want to just say, hey, what kind of coffee are you drinking? What, you know, what is it? What are you drinking? What is it? Tea, cups, what kind of cup? I got my, even though we're not doing too good, really not doing good at all, the Titans, our Tennessee Titans in the NFL, I got my coffee cup, the Titans cup. And it is my coffee with creamer. So, you know, I'm a big fan. I was thinking about this morning as I was pouring it in there. I was thinking, you know, man, I really like International Delight. I don't know about some of you out there, but International Delight is something that, you know, is, how would I explain it? It's a good flavor. It's very well put together, good quality, and it's not really... in a sense, like, it doesn't taste bad. It tastes very good. Now, it might not be the healthiest, but, you know, International Delight Creamer, I think, is probably the way to go when it comes to French vanilla. I've tried the Coffee Mate. I've tried some other ones. It just doesn't hit the way it needs to hit, you know. But you might be like, why are you talking about this on A Cup with Pastor, right? Well, we talk about coffee. And in the midst of the coffee, at the very beginning, we talk about, you know, anything related to the coffee, coffee cups, coffee, you know, creamers and all that. So, but anyways, it's interesting. But you know, hey, it's good to see you, Austin. Austin, by the way, is a friend of mine from a gaming platform. Back about a year and a half ago, I met him. But you know, I hear that, you know, Austin, I just want to say this, Austin, that he had asked for prayer. He had asked that he had a recent medical procedure get done, and you know, in his medical procedure, he had asked for prayer. And, you know, he doesn't know me like personally to where we, you know, he's been here in El Paso or I've seen him in his city, but he felt the need to, you know, ask for prayer. And I put a prayer and I started praying for him, you know, in my prayer closet and, you know, lo and thank God that, and behold that he's doing well. He's doing well in his recovery. He's on this, you know, you see him right there, Austin Gannon. And, you know, that's the power of prayer. I just want you to know, Austin, that God hears your prayers. God knows what you need, you know, and when you're ready to just serve Him and give your life to Him completely. And from that day on, man, your life is going to change and be transformed. But this healing process is going to be good for you because we have prayers, you know, are surrounding you. So I just want to say welcome. Yeah, welcome, man. Welcome very much. I see that we got the Lujanos on here, brother. He says, got to go grab my drink. He's always talking about this Cowboys. He loves this Cowboys. He's a big Cowboy fan. But yes, the Titans are really as bad as the Cowboys. But I think the Titans might be worse because we got too much going on here. But it's good to see him as well. My wife's on, my kids, you know, and all of you who joined on. I know that we usually have some on Instagram that are following. Hey, good morning, Liza. Good to see my sister-in-law on here as well. But since it, for some reason, didn't go live on Instagram, if y'all would do me a favor and just share on Instagram. I don't know how y'all would do it. If y'all can, just share that this is going live. But okay, well, let's get into the reason why, you know, we talk about the things of God and why we're here for and what we're here for. And that is to give God glory, to help you and encourage you through the word, through the spoken word of what we have. And today, you know, I preached about this last Sunday. So if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel for Jubilee Ministries or my Cup with Pastor podcast on YouTube, I have them both there. Please subscribe. I think it would be great so you don't miss something. But either way, I preached this on my last, you know, a stream. It's going to be on Facebook, and I'll have it uploaded to YouTube soon, sometime this tomorrow or today. But I talked about the truth, the opposite of truth. And while I'm not going to give the whole sermon, I wanted to bring out key elements that I felt it was necessary to talk about, especially in a podcast like this where I don't have, you know, a church setting where I can be more in depth with things and really talk about just being real with things and have a good conversation, because that's what this is about, is also having a conversation about whatever we need to talk about. So if you don't know the Bible, you know, there's a famous movie that I think it was Liar Liar. It's called Liar Liar. I know, crazy. Half the stuff we watched was crazy. And it's Jim Carrey. It's a comedy. And he says, and the truth, he says, he has a quote when he's talking and defending his one of his clients. And he's saying, and the truth shall set you free. That's what he says. Something to that extent, you know. And Hollywood has made this biblical saying like so cliche, so easy to go and just say it. And it's like you don't really take into account what it really means. You just go with it. You just say it. It's words. But what does it really mean? And where does it come from? That's another thing too. So I'm going to put in the chat here, I'm going to throw in the scripture. And the scripture is from the book of John. Yes, it comes from the Bible. The book of John chapter 8, verses 31, 32. And I want you to be careful to and pay attention to what Jesus is saying. So hang in there with me. For those of you who are watching, don't get tired. I know you're probably like, I'm either tired or I got a lot of things to do. This is going to be worth your time. But the word of God says this. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want you to think about what we're reading there, because this applies to the life that we live today. We're talking about these truths that set people free. The truth itself sets you free. And we have, I wasn't able to come on here after the death of Charlie Kirk. Of course, I wasn't able to get on here because that's when it started getting busy for me. But, you know, I want to say this. I want to say that, you know, that young man was silenced for speaking on things that were confrontational from the truth. And I always say this in my preachings, but I'll say it again. Truth is confrontational. Truth is confrontational. You speak the truth, people are not always going to be okay with the truth, even though it's the truth. You cannot dispute the truth. And that's another thing too. You cannot dispute facts. And facts are truth. And truth is what the Word of God says. What we're reading right now that says that the truth is what's going to set you free, will make you free. And it says, he's very careful to say, if you abide in my word. So, you know, what is the word? What is God's word? Well, God's word is that holy Bible. God's word is that written Bible. And he says, if you abide in my word, if you obey my word of God, if you are in my word, he says, and you're going to know what the truth is. You're going to know how to separate the truth from opinion and emotions. And the truth is what's going to make you free. So when you stop and think about that, I want you to think about where we're at in our world today. As a result of, you know, Charlie's, you know, unfortunate assassination that they, you know, these people, this guy, young man did against him. We are at the point now where you have two strong powers opposing one another. And I'm not talking about Democrats and Republicans. I'm talking about good and evil, the same old age battle that has been around forever. And what's happening is that truth will always overcome darkness. Truth will always outshine darkness. And the bad side, the evil side of what things are is the evil side of what the devil tries to do, and especially in our country, is cause chaos, cause disruption, to make it to where, you know, the truth is very blurred and there is no truth, and the truth is what you think the truth is. And if you have the real truth, that's not the real truth, because you're making me feel bad. And I thought you're supposed to be loving as a Christian. And why are you pushing these things on me? And it's not even about that. It's about saying, at the end of the day, remove your emotions from the situation and the equation. What is the truth? And the truth is what is written in the Word of God, the Holy Bible. And so we have this side that says, we want to silence everything that you do. We don't want you to speak the truth. If you support our crazy ideologies, if you support everything that we believe in, on the other side, this is the one side saying this, you know, this side that Satan loves to bring and use. He, you know, it's a basically, it's saying, keep quiet. Don't say anything. Don't speak the truth. I don't care if you think you have the truth. You don't have a right to come tell me that there is truth. You have to be quiet. You got to be silent. And we expect you to be silent no more. You cannot speak your voice. So what did this young man, Charlie, do? He went to these universities and he put a mic out there and he said, come on, let's take it on. Let's talk and have conversations. And you know, and I don't want to glorify anything, but what I'm saying is the truth itself is what was being challenged in so many ways by other people. And that's why they'd step up and say, well, how do you know this, how do you feel and how I feel? But here's the thing, the Bible is very specific about the truth setting you free. And the opposite of truth is deception. The opposite of being truthful is not truth. It's unfactual, non-factual, you know? And praise the Lord, Brother Paul. Pablo, he's from California, is my cousin. Good to see you, sir. So think about this for a moment. We are living in a day and age where information is readily available at the fingertips. I mean, you could put together whatever you want with everybody knowing already about ChatGPT. That puppy is a well-oiled machine when it comes to helping assist, you know, things that you don't really have to be thinking and, you know, doing extra mind thinking about, using your brain power. But the truth is what is inside that God has already given us through his word. And the silencing part comes from when people want to attempt to silence the other people, like, you know, people that have the word of God. And all of a sudden it becomes, you know, it becomes an issue because people don't want it necessarily. Not everybody wants to hear the truth because they're comfortable with the way they've been living. They're comfortable with the way they've been, you know, going about their ways, what they do, the lifestyle they've chose, whatever it may be. And they don't want to know the truth. So they just right away say, nah, be quiet, man. That's just your religion. And they start trying to say it's religion. But before religion even came to be a word that man created, by the way, the truth was the word, and the word was with God, according to John 1:1, and the word was God. So you have to know that this truth is not something that's been, you know, just got created because we, you know, we who hold the truth decided to bring it up. This truth is absolute truth, meaning it has already been in existence. There is no disputing it. It is a factual, actual truth. And it says that there is a promise that if you stay in his word, if you learn the true truth of what God desires in for your life and the plans of this world, then you will understand that it's going to set you free, because the other side of it is deception will not keep you free. It keeps you buried. And that's what this side of the world is, you know, that pushes against the truth is really trying to press there. You know, I mean, let me put it this way. I have seen some of these videos that have been coming out. Just the freedom shirt alone that Charlie Kirk wore, that white shirt that says freedom, has drove some people crazy. They've gone crazy. Like, they go and try to attack them and all that. Why is that the case? Because if you remove the people, I'm not here to attack people. I'm here to attack the demons and the spirits that are behind the attack. If you remove all of that, there's a spiritual world of good and evil, truth and the deception. And it's always going to be a battle. So I want you to know something, that we are to expose the works of darkness. We are to be louder than ever with our voices of truth. If the Bible says it and we understand what God has put in our spirit, that the Bible commands something, then we need to obey the Bible. We really need to. It's not an old book, but it's also for us. It's not just to say it out there. It sets people free, because when you are born into this world, you're born with the form of bondage. You're born into this place of the earth that is cursed. The world is cursed. But when you allow the light of Christ, the brightness of Christ to come and step in, all of a sudden life begins to take a whole different perspective, because now you're walking in his word and you're walking in his truth. But I have to say, though, it is very challenging because I have taken a lot of criticism for when I preached the message a few Sundays ago about, you know, Charlie Kirk and all that, and just kind of, you know, man, I took some heat, but that's okay, because you know why? That is the truth. The truth is that when we stand for the right things, we're going to get a lot of resistance, but we cannot be silenced. We won't be silenced. We who are believers in Christ must arise more than anything. And you have to know that the opposite of what truth is that they want, the enemy is doing everything he can to silence the voice, the true voices that abide in him, that abide in the Lord, in other words, that abide in the word, that abide in, and he, because he says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So I want you to think about what I'm talking about today. This isn't about Charlie Kirk. This is more along the lines of the premise behind, you know, what was it that drove people so crazy? Let me give you something else with this situation, okay? I'm just going to throw this out here. Why was Charlie Kirk such a major figure in this lifetime that they felt it was necessary to assassinate him in a major public setting? Why? He wasn't a president. He wasn't a vice president. He wasn't a senator. He wasn't a congressperson. You're talking about somebody who just had influence. He had influence. He was able to share the word. And he took on controversial subjects that people don't like to feel comfortable about talking about. But he said, let's have that conversation. But at the end of the day, he was really nobody besides somebody who carried the truth. And because he carried the truth, because a lot of what he had been speaking about, you know, most of it was biblically backed on the word of God. He would share his faith freely and openly. Well, the devil doesn't like that because it takes away people from him. So his job was to destroy. So why am I talking about this? Because here's what you need to know is that this is what I also understood. That person, you know, this young man, Charlie, could have easily been me. That could have been me. I mean, look what I'm talking about right now. If I had a follower of like 1,000 followers, and they hadn't heard me talk about something like this, I can almost guarantee you, like quite a bit of them would say, hey, I'm going to unfollow you because you spoke about this. Why though? Why is that such a big deal? Because the truth will always shine into the darkness, and darkness never likes to be exposed. Darkness wants to keep things hidden. Darkness wants to keep you hidden and not have a voice. And I'm here to tell you today that you have to be a speaker for the word of God. You have to be a trumpet for the word of God. And if you don't know about the word of God and you're like, well, I don't even read the word of God, well, that's why I'm telling you, you have to read the Bible. You have to know what God is speaking to you and how his plans for your life are and his plans for the world are. Because if not, you're going to hear about a truth that isn't the truth. It's a false, deceptive truth. But only the true truth will set you free according to the Bible. So, you know, think about that, what I'm saying there, because when we consider the factors of how truth makes you free, it exposes things in your life that you're not comfortable with sharing. And what it does is it goes straight to the problem and it uncovers it. And this is why we at times don't like to tell people, you know, and tell people what we feel or think in a sense, because why? Because we're afraid they're going to be offended. And, you know, we studied on this in my church. We studied on the spirit of offense, right? O-F-F-E-N-S-E. So being offended is not a godly thing. It is a fleshly thing. There is no way that you're going to be able to live life and not offend somebody. Jesus said so himself. He said, I'll paraphrase it, but he said, there's no way, you know, offense is not going to come to you. Offense will come to you, but it's up to you as to how you respond to it. And that's another thing too. I'm not saying you get up there and tell everybody with the voice that you have and start condemning everybody and saying, oh, you guys are all going to hell. You know, you messed up. This is it, whatever. I'm not saying that. Because you know what? We're not the judge. We're not there to condemn in that sense. Because as long as those people still have life, they have an opportunity to turn their life around and give their life to Christ and be saved. But if they don't do that and you know they continue on, then we have that ability, and we should be able to take the truth and say, look, man, because I love you, look, you know, sister, because we love you, we want you to know that what that way that you've been fulfilling and living and everything, you know, that's not helping your life at all, you know, and be truthful with them. Have a truthful conversation. Put the mic out there. Have a conversation, because it's not that we're going to set them free, but the truth is what's going to set them free when we begin to expose how this deception works, right? I mean, we're seeing so much exposed quite a bit in the media and you know, in the major media streams and content. And you're hearing that, you know, things were censored back in the days when they shouldn't have been against, you know, the Christian conservatives. And I mean, think about that. Like, it's all coming out now because it's being exposed. And so for your personal life, I want to encourage you, do not shy away from the truth. If you know you're dealing with something, reach out to somebody you can trust and say, hey, here's what I'm dealing with. Or, you know, most importantly, go to the Lord and begin to ask God to help you overcome whatever it is that you are struggling with. Because if you don't have the truth, then someone else is going to teach you the truth, and it won't be the truth. Even though you might feel it will be, you know, it won't be the truth. So how are y'all doing out there? Y'all picking this up? Give me a comment and throw it in there. Brother Miguel Hernandez, it's good to see you. He's a good brother of ours, good friend of ours. Good to see him in the chat there. Let me know if you're getting anything, if y'all can comment there, just so I know. I know it's a little bit delayed, so. All right, so, you know, as we think about this, as we think about truth, as we think about where we are at, truth is loving somebody enough to be honest with them, and at the same time, being compassionate with them. And this is the part that us Christians have to learn how to do a better job at, because we want to go take the truth, and we want to just blow it up. We want to get the truth, and we want to go just light somebody up. In football, they say light them up, which means you get a very good hit on them and basically put them on their butt. You know, light them up. We want to light up people. We want to, you know, go over there and just, man, go to town on them about the word, because we feel a certain self-righteous feeling of we're better than them and we're higher. You know, I feel a bit more closer to God than you are. And, you know, there's the other side of truth that we have to be careful with. We have to be humble. And when we take the truth, yes, we're going to be honest and we're going to speak to the truth to you. If you come to me and ask me if you're living a life that does not honor God and his word, and you come and ask me how I'm, you know, am I doing okay? And I as much as I want to tell you everything's fine, I'm going to love you enough to be honest with you. And I know this is what offends some of you when I come and I tell you these things that you shouldn't be doing, that you know you shouldn't be doing, but because I'm the speaker in this moment of truth, you kind of resent, right? But we have to come with the compassion inside to say, hey, you know what? Even though you are living this way, look, I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to encourage you that, but you need to know that that way, this life, that whatever it is, that action, that habit is not a godly habit, and it is not helping you in any way, and it is not the will of God for your life. You need to repent from that. And repent means to turn around and rebuke it and remove it and get it out of your life, you know? So, When you think about that, that's where we're talking about that portion of coming to Christ, getting the truth, knowing the truth, sharing the truth, but doing so in a compassionate and loving way. Because here's the thing, the goal is, at the end of the day, we want people to have the truth so they can be free. Because we live in freedom. We who have Christ, we live in freedom. We're able to be free. Yes, we encounter struggles. We go through trials. We have situations where we go through things, but we have the truth, you know, and I encourage you to not be shy. Do not be, you know, held back. Speak up. Begin to speak to your family members. Do so in a loving way. Don't do it in a harsh way, but tell them, you know, God has a better plan for them, because he does. God has a better plan for your life as well. But how will they know the truth if nobody speaks it? Because I'll be honest with you, if you don't speak the truth, the side that wants us to be quiet is going to, they're the loudest ones. I just want you to know that. They are the loudest ones. They are going to always, always push and push and push whatever they want to talk about, whatever they want to say. And they think they're, you know, entitled to feel that way. But when we come to bring the truth, then it's like, shut them down. Don't let them talk. Get them out of the way. No, they're not allowed to do that, but they're allowed to do that. But not, you know, you have two sides of it. You have the ones that carry the truth and the ones that carry their own version of the truth. And, you know, that's the part that we have to come against. But at the end of the day, it's a spiritual battle. We're fighting against powers and principalities, against rulers and of high and high places. The Bible says in Ephesians, we are not fighting against one another. We're fighting against the principalities of spiritual darkness. But the way you overcome those principalities is through the blood of the Lamb and the word of God, which brings the truth, because he is the truth. So, you know, when you think about this environment that we live in now, this culture, they have what we call the cancel culture, right? Cancel. And it's one of those environments that shuts you down when you say something that they don't like or that you're going against what they're saying. They want to shut you down. But I'm here to encourage you today with this spoken word. Don't be shut down. Start speaking. Start talking. Speak the truth. If you know the truth, have the truth. Speak the truth. Stop being shy. And please, for whatever, don't give me that nonsense of, I just didn't want them to feel bad, so I didn't tell them anything. I didn't want to say anything. But yet you're over here saying something after the fact, right? You're over here saying something like to us or to somebody else, but you didn't want to share what you've really felt in front of that person. So in a way, you know, you're okay with speaking behind, you know, the back, but you're not okay with speaking to confront it. So this is something that I have felt strongly in too. When you have it within your power to confront that and bring forth the truth, you should. You should not be an accessory to habits. You should not be an accessory to a lifestyle that you do not honor, that God does not honor. And, you know, you should be able to testify and say, hey, look, man, this isn't right. We're not going to go through this. We're not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. And I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm not here for the show. I'm not here for the clout. You know, I'm here because I want God to bless my life. And I have the truth. And he's shown me the truth. And this is not it. You know? So, I'm praying that you're receiving from this today. Like I said, I was reading from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31 to 32. And, you know, so it's more than just being in the moment and just hearing the truth. It's applying the truth. It's something else you got to do. You got to apply the truth. If you speak it, you preach it. You know, there's this old saying that we used to have back in the days. What does it say? Can you talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? I know that sounds, man, I feel so old right now. But can you talk the talk, you talk up a good game, but can you walk that game? And that's what people look at. That's what they're looking at as well. And this is where you have to guard your testimony, because you have the truth. And if you are the representation of truth, they're saying, well, what does the truth look like? Let's take a look at someone who says they had the truth. What does that life look like? And if they measure you up, you know, I'm praying that you reflect the truth, that they would say, yeah, well, he preaches about this and he says that to be like this. And he, yeah, well, I mean, I see that he does do that. That's what you want. She does do that. She preaches a certain way or teaches us about something and she doesn't do, you know, then that's probably not what we want. Because if you don't do what you say you do, you're only a hearer of the word and not a doer. And the Bible says in James to be a hearer and a doer of the word. So we got to be both. We got to let the Spirit of the Lord move within our spirits. But you have to be grounded, and you have to be grounded in truth, because if you're not, deception will come and try to silence you. But no longer will we be silenced. And that's what you're seeing across the board. I mean, I had to literally unfollow some people on my Facebook because they were like getting really heated when people would go over there and, you know, they would post videos of, you know, the left-wing medias and all that were showing these people that had freedom shirts or a MAGA hat, and they'd go over there to these campuses unannounced. And oh man, they were throwing a fit. Like the whole entire, you know, university was about to riot. Seriously, it was about to riot because of what was, you know, because this guy showed up something controversial to what they believe in. They're about to throw a whole, they're about to kill that dude, you know, like literally. But they had guards and everybody there. But that goes to show you. But on the other end, you know, we're expected to be compassionate. We're expected to let people, you know, oh, don't tell them anything. They have a right to exercise their free speech and all this stuff. And it's like, you obviously see it with your own eyes, guys. You guys are seeing this with your own eyes, that there are two extremes. One's going to shut you down. You give a little bit of room, they're going to shut you down completely. They do not want you to talk at all, because they're going to try to, you know, indoctrinate you to go to their side. But the other side, which is the truth side, is going to speak. But we have to be more assertive with the speaking. We have to know that it's going to come with persecution. Don't, you know, I think that's what Charlie understood. Charlie understood that, you know, that he had to, there was a price he had to pay. And I think even at one couple of times, he'd mentioned something about, like, you know, when they asked him about, hey, well, you know, something was to happen to you. He was like, at first he was like, wait, you mean like I was a die? Like he didn't even think about it, because he's not thinking in a sense of, man, I have such importance, you know, I have such a movement, but the enemy hated what he was saying and the enemy took him down. So why do I share this with you? Because here's the thing. There is one side that's going to shut you down if you don't speak the truth. And we're not going to be shut down because we have the truth. We have the Almighty God behind us, the Creator, the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega. That is our God that we serve. The devil has no chance against our God. And anyway, at all, he has never had a chance. He got booted from his place up in heaven when he was up there with God. You know, he got booted quickly for his pride because he felt he wanted to be better than God. And he had no chance because he's not even a God. So I want you to know that the God that you serve, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Almighty. He is, and he's the one that is the truth. Because Jesus Christ says it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says. That means we are to stay near Jesus, stay near his Bible, stay near his commands, and make sure that we're following his word. Because the word of God does say, you saw it, it's in your chat there. If you abide in my word, Jesus said, if you abide, meaning you reside, you stay in it, you continue to, you're in it. He says, you are my disciples. He claims us at that point and says, you're my disciples. And he says, and you're going to know the truth and it's going to set you free. So, all right, we've come to that point of the show where we're going to take a quick little break. And you know how we do it? We do a coffee in Jesus. You guys remember? So for those of you who are tuning in, going to throw in coffee in Jesus here shortly. Drop it in the chat. Coffee in Jesus in the chat for a chance to win a cup of coffee or tea, whatever it is that you drink. I get you a gift card if you win the raffle. I'll enter your name into the raffle. And yeah, get to win a cup of coffee or your drink, whatever you decide. It's all on you. So throw it in there. I'm going to drink some coffee. I'll be right back. All right. I think most of y'all have gotten in there. It's awesome. Awesome. Awesome to see that. Okay, great. So I will be raffling off a gift card later on the day. So, you know, hopefully it's you. And if you like coffee like me, I love coffee. I love talking about Jesus. Anytime you guys want to sit around my table or go meet somewhere at a coffee place and talk about Jesus, just let me know. I will do my best to make time. So we can go drink about that coffee and be about that coffee and be about that Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, we're back. So, hey, if you have just barely tuned in or you've kind of been in the middle of it, that you just jumped on, I'm speaking from, you know, the book of John, the Bible, the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. And I was reading and recapping. And so I'll read it again for those of you in case some of you just joined. And the Word of God says, you know, then Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I've been speaking about truth because it's so important in our days to be a beacon of truth. It's so important to not allow the voices that don't have the truth to be louder than the voices that have the truth. And that is our task as a Christian. What is your daily job is to testify of the truth, testify of Jesus Christ. Your greatest offensive weapon, if you would say that, that is, you know, your greatest asset, your greatest ability is your ability to share the truth. What did God do in your life? What has God done for you? What is he, How has he changed your life? Think about, we go back, you know, go back 10 years, 15 years if you want. Or if you're much younger, go back 5 years, 6 years. Where were you? What has God brought you through? What has he done for you? And this is the truth that people need to hear more of. Look, God changed my life. God restored my marriage. God restored my life. God brought me back. God brought me and saved me. He pulled me out of a place that I shouldn't have been in. Pulled me out of a place where I was on a path to destruction. And God brought me out. What? That is a truth. That is a factual fact truth that has happened. So it cannot be disputed. They can try to silence you and say, don't share that. But you have the truth. So the word of God is exactly that. It is the eyewitness testimonies of people that have seen and witnessed what Jesus Christ did. People that have seen and witnessed what the power that comes in that name of Jesus has done. And what is our job to do? Our job is to preach the gospel, preach the, you know, go out there into all the nations and preaching the gospel, preach the kingdom of heaven, you know, preach that gospel that's out there. So we have to continue to build that, build upon that. But it's not going to happen if you stay silent, you know. And here's the thing too. I'm going to hit this pretty good on this one. You cannot speak the truth if you don't even know the truth. And if I'm being real, we have a lot of people that don't have a Bible life in their life. They don't have a Bible reading. They don't read the Bible. And yeah, they go to church and they think that that's good enough to go to church, right? That's all they do. But they don't, and they hear we hear a couple of scriptures there when the pastor or the preacher preaches it. But they don't have a walk to understand what God is speaking in his word. So then what happens is the devil convinces them. And this is a lie that the devil loves to use against people who are coming to Christ or who have been to church. They say, it's just too hard. I don't understand it. And that's a lie. That's a blatant lie that comes from Satan himself. Because the word of God says that the word of God is the bread of life. It's life. You just have to begin to read it and ask God to reveal it. If you go to the Lord with a sincere heart to read his word, he will reveal to you what you're reading. But the devil will tell you, be quiet, don't listen to it because you don't know, because it's just too much. It's too hard. It's too complicated. It's not as complicated as some of the new stuff that we have in articles we read and see or the lifestyles we see on TV. I'll tell you that right now. That's complicated. Seeing some of those shows, those reality shows and all the complications of what, you know, the craziness that they are doing and what they're a part of, that's complicated. But you understand that one very well. How is it you don't understand the Bible? Come on. The difference is your heart, your attitude, your mindset. If you are willing to receive the truth, the Bible says it's going to make you free. If you want to know the truth, but you're still comfortable with where you're at, you don't really want to get involved in the church life of reading the Bible, then guess what? It's not going to make sense to you. You have to change that. Some of you are already have been adults for a very long time now. And if you still do not know the word, then that means you have not opened your heart to the word. You need to receive the word of God. Because the word is what's going to set you free. Jesus Christ is the life, the way, the truth, and the life. So I'm telling you this and I'm hitting this because this is something that the churches have been plagued with as the body of Christ. We have seen this across the board where I've talked to numerous people that say, I just don't understand the Bible. It's like, it's just, I don't know, it's just so foreign. It's because you haven't tuned your right frequency to the frequency of Christ to understand and say, God, what is it that your word says? Like, pastor talks about all this truth and the way of living and life. And where is that in here? I don't even find that. And get some help. Talk to somebody. Hey, go to a pastor. Go to a friend that reads the word of God and said, hey, where would I start? Like, what should I know about? Hey, I got a question in the Bible. This word was pretty hard. I didn't understand this word. What does that mean? Get knowledge because you're opening yourself to the word of God. But if you don't have that truth, it's going to be hard for you to defend the truth. And then you're going to start thinking you have the truth, which is not even the truth, but you're going to hear from somebody that doesn't have the truth, and they're going to convince you that that is the truth. And guess what? Now you live a life that's not really honoring Christ anymore. You're honoring yourself because you're a follower of yourself, right? So, yeah, I mean, this is just something that in light of what's been going on, I feel it necessary for me to come on here and encourage you with this today's session and to give you this. To give you the ability and say, hey, you have the truth. It's in the word of God. No one should destroy your foundation and rock you off. You be proud of who you are. If you are a follower of Christ, you need to stand firm in that. and you need to be more assertive with your conversations and start showing people that you live that truth, not that you're just saying it. Don't just say it. Live that truth. Be different. You know, you want people to take you serious? You got to have the life that proves it. You got to have a life that backs you up. If you're off and on and in and out, you know, with your walk, yeah, it's probably you're not going to have much credibility. So then when, you know, you go to try to tell the truth or you're trying to step up and do something good, you may not get recognized as much as you thought. You know, you're not going to be acknowledged as much because you don't have the life that backs it up. You have to have the truth that comes from living the word of God out, abiding in him, abiding in his word. Doesn't just mean to read it. It means to apply it. And that's what the difference is between the truth that's supposedly exists out there about all these controversial things and all these conspiracy theories about what about this and what about that. Look, that's all nothing but the not truth, because it's not factual. It's not true. It has not been proven. It's a theory. It's a good theory maybe on some things. Maybe it's a good thought, but it's not the truth. You hold that truth. You know what the truth is. Be a voice for truth. Do not stand down. And I know I talk to my kids quite a bit, right? And I have some of my kids that have told me that they've lost a lot of followers on Instagram. Not that they're trying to be influencers, social media influencers, but they lost friends or that. I want you to pay attention to this. This is what they share with me. So when the friends, all the friend group, you know, certain people in the friend group post something about that we wouldn't agree with as Christians, we're not allowed to come against that. We're not allowed to attack it. We're not allowed to, not that we would attack it, but in other words, attack the truth of what it is. We're not allowed to come against it. We're not allowed to speak on it. And for the most part, my kids don't, right? They wouldn't go through that. But when my kids throw out a post that is controversial to the other side, watch what happens. They have a right. They feel they have a right, and they feel they're obligated to reach out to my kids and DM them and start telling them, like, I'm going to unfollow you because you're doing this. You support this. This is ridiculous. And you're a Christian. And I'm not kidding. Like, they immediately message them off of, because my kids are posting something on their personal feed. They're like their own personal feed. But these outsiders are just, boom, casting it. Shut up. Don't say this. You shouldn't be messing this. You know, blah, 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 blah. And it goes back. It truly goes back to what I'm talking about, guys. They want to silence us. How fair is that? Like, we're expected to, you know, be polite and get along with all these crazy radical theologies and ideologies and ways of the world. But yet, when we post something, oh, man, I got people coming in here and there, and oh, I don't agree with that. Oh, I don't think that's right. Oh, I think that's, you know, why? How fair is that? That's not the right way to do it. But that's the way that's what the society is. If you don't, one side of the society is, if you don't believe in what I believe in, and we're going to push you, we're going to pressure you, we're going to persecute you until, you know, you either shut up or you jump on our side. There is no in between. Like, okay, you can believe the way you believe, but just leave us alone. There is none of that. It's all one way. Get out of my way. You believe what I believe, or I'm going to force you, or I'm going to cancel you, or I'm going to make sure you know that you were wrong. And you're telling me you're wrong for telling me what you're telling me. Now, on the other side, we have the Christ-like people like myself, and we have us Christians that we don't want to cause any kind of, you know, problems with people. We're not trying to go pick fights, but we're going to stand for what we believe in, right? So it's not fair to the Christian side, the good side that's bringing forth the truth, that we are to be quiet. It's not fair to us. It's not the right thing to do. You should speak up and not be ashamed. But you see the differences of both sides. I just gave you an example. You post, try it. I mean, you post something of, especially right now, the hot trending topic is Charlie Kirk. Put something on your feed about Charlie Kirk and you know, and honor him and what he believed in, and watch what happens to all your friends. Either they're going to leave you and be all talking smack to you, or they're going to jump in your DMs and feel they have a right to tell you that you're being so hateful because he was hateful and all this. But we have to accept everything they send us. It doesn't work like that. But that's the world we live in. And this is why I'm telling you, there is only one truth, and that truth is the word of God. And that truth clearly defines the way a marriage should be between man and woman, the acknowledgement of that. You know, that truth defines that, no, your body is not your body. It is the body of Christ first. Okay, you need to realize that your body belongs to Christ before it belongs to you. And you do not have the right to do whatever you want with it, especially going and eliminating something that comes from you that God has blessed you with in life, even if it is the most extreme situation or circumstance, that baby has no whatsoever, there was nothing wrong. It's not his fault. It's not the baby's their fault. They have no reason to not, you know, live on. And look, I'm not here to discuss this and debate this with anybody right now, but I'm giving you the truth. The word of God says that every life is precious. The word of God is very clear that you were called to be greater, that from the mother's womb, he knew you. And if he knows you already there and you don't make it into life because your life was taken away, that's a huge problem. It's a huge sin. So get over the it's my body thing. Get out of here with the, oh, marriage is like this and or leave them, let love be love. No, see, and that's another thing too. And I'm going on this little soapbox as I want to hit this with the truth. Just because the Bible says to love your neighbor and to love doesn't mean you are to love the things that don't bring honor to God. That is not honoring God. That lifestyle does not honor God. The lifestyle that contradicts the word of God is it's not truth. It's not. And the way they believe in that love word, that's not the true love that Jesus is speaking about. True love says, I love you enough to say the Bible says this. And I love you enough to tell you that if you continue on this path, you're not going to see heaven. You're not. You're if you continue and without repentance, you're not going to see, our Christ, because his word is very clear on what he expects from us. And he expects us to abide in his word. And it's that truth that's going to set you free. And that is our hope. So I wanted to give you two extremes. That's why I'm giving you these two things, because you have two sides. One side says, be quiet. One side says, don't bring your, your religion over here, your faith, and we don't want to hear it. But then they turn around and say, but you got to hear our stuff. You got to accept and be accepting to what, we know that contradicts what you believe in, but we don't care because it's our way. We believe that we're right. Hey, that's exactly where we're at in this world today. But you have the truth. Stand firm. Stand firm and know that even if, in the sense of what Charlie and even Martin Luther King, what they fought for, that what they were really trying to bring is a sense of, bring that ability to speak the truth, to have a good, truthful conversation where people aren't judged by the color of the skin, where people can be different and have a conversation and disagree and be okay with it and walk away and say, yeah, I don't agree with them, but hey, it was a good conversation. And that's the way it should be. But what happens is it's only one way. It's like, no, you either believe what I want to believe, or we're going to come after you, and we're going to come after your business, and we're going to come after your church, and we're going to go leave. I heard people saying that they were leaving bad reviews at somebody's church. Really? Like, if you have to go and look at reviews to decide on whether you're going to go to a church or not, I mean, I get it. I've done it where I've looked at some churches and been like, hey, how is the culture? Because you're trying to establish, what is the environment like? But if that's the reason why you go to a church, because they have a 5-star rating, you're going for the wrong reason. You do not have the truth. I'm going to tell you right now, you are being led by your flesh in the spirit. I mean, not in the spirit, in the flesh, incarnately, and you're not in the spirit. So I don't know, but that's just something that just came to my mind. I was like, I thought about that because I started hearing that people were leaving bad reviews for the churches because they spoke on this topic of Charlie Kirk. Like, I could not believe it, but that's their side. Be quiet. Silence them. Make sure they stay quiet. Don't bring anything up. Keep it quiet. Don't let them talk about this. You're not allowed to talk about this, but yet we have to endure parades. Yet we have to endure months that celebrate these crazy things, right? Celebrate these crazy lifestyles. Celebrate these, all these child things that are going on and, of trafficking and abuse and all. Like, no, we're not. We're not going to do that anymore. And I'm speaking to people that need to know that, we are rising up as the truth speakers. So I am praying that I'm encouraging you because you need to have those conversations at your work now when it's appropriate. Of course, I get it. Even in the workplace, I'll give you an example, okay? In the workplace, you're not allowed to talk about Jesus, quote unquote. You know that, right? And people, you'll hear it, especially those of you who are like me, we work in corporations. You're not allowed to speak about Jesus. You're not allowed to talk about God. Oh, but you can talk about Muhammad. You can talk about Islam. You can talk about, they celebrate diversity. They celebrate diversity, equity, and inclusion. Oh, we have to talk about that. You're not allowed to go against this. You're not allowed to speak against it because then you can get in trouble for being, discriminatory. You can get in so much trouble. But yet we can't talk about Jesus. We can't talk about our faith. But we have to accept. Do you see where I'm going with this, guys? Like, this is the world that we live in. And what's happening is if we have too many of the truth speakers, if we're not speaking loud enough,
then the world's never going to hear the truth. All they're going to hear is the other side that pushes and pushes and pushes. And I mean, think about what I'm saying. I have to endure at times, you know, certain months and certain events that celebrate things that I don't believe in. I don't support. But if I go against it, I'm in danger of you know, losing my job or something like that. That's the world we live in, because that's Satan's job, is to destroy the truth, to keep the truth away from the people that need to hear the truth. So what does he do? He continues to press his agenda. He continues to silence the voices of those that have the truth. And he continues to deceive people into thinking that they actually have the truth, like they know what real love is, and that love loves no matter what. Well, that's not the love that God speaks about, because the love that God speaks about is that he loved the world, that he has love for us, in a sense that he desires that we would come to repentance and come to him, not in our own ways and keep living a life of sin that dishonors him. He says that he came to reconcile the world to himself. That's what God came to do. So you need to get that in your heart and your spirit, that just because we have the truth, just because we're bringing forth the truth and we're speaking about the truth of the Word of God, just because you don't believe in the Bible doesn't mean the Bible's not true, because the Bible is true. And for those of you who are already in the faith, if you do not know the Bible or you're not reading the Bible and you're only getting it on Sunday, you cannot do that anymore. You don't have an option. You need to read your Bible. Get a different translation. Get 5 translations. Technology, guys, is at your fingertips. Put the scripture in and what you're trying to learn. Ask for 5 different other translations and read all 5 translations until you understand what the Word of God is telling you, so that you know the truth, because it's what's going to set you free. If you don't, you're going to continue not knowing the Bible, thinking it's too hard, thinking you can't read it, don't understand it. You know, that's a lie. It's a lie from the devil. Don't let him deceive you like that. God will give you revelation. The more you seek him, the more you find him. I will tell you that right now. So as I come to a close here soon, I want to just reinforce to you that I don't come to anybody. I don't come and bring forth these podcasts and all to be hateful or condemning in any way. My desire is that you would, something inside would have been like, oh, that one, I felt that one. And that you would go to the Lord, not to me. You go to God and you say, God, he was talking about this. It made me feel a certain way. But why though, Lord? Like, why did I feel this way when he said that about it? And let God work out the truth in your life. Because if you felt anything with this podcast, that something has hit you, that you felt like, you know, okay, I feel this one. Like, I'm either, you get upset, which is a manifestation of a spirit, by the way, or you're bothered by what I said. It's a manifestation of a spirit, you know, then you go to God, go to him, ask him. Repent, turn away, you know, talk to him about what you're going through and ask him to forgive you, because he is the one that forgives. He is the true God. I'm not the God. I'm not God in any way. I'm nothing besides a speaker of the truth. But I will tell you now, more than anything, that even if my church isn't the biggest church, you can count on me speaking the truth. And if, you know, you don't find yourself, you know, people go and visit, and if they don't find themselves there because I speak the truth, then God bless them and let them find the place that hopefully can speak the truth to them. But I will on this podcast, we will in our church, we will continue to be truth speakers. We will not be silenced. And if anything, we're going to come out louder than anything. So now you're starting to see how this world is starting to, you know, evolve, where Christians, the body of Christ, needs to rise up and are rising up to be key speakers and in important moments when they need to speak the truth. You should be speaking the truth. So thank you so much for tuning in today. It's been a while. It had been a few Saturdays that I've been out and I have not been able to do this, but I thank you for your support too, by the way. It's encouraging to see y'all jump on. And y'all really don't understand what it is to support people until you're on the feed. And, you know, we see that there's some good people that are listening and tuning in, and family members and friends. And I thank God for y'all. And I pray that more than anything, thanks for your support, number one. But I do pray that you receive something today, because that's my plan. That's my goal. Or if you're listening to this podcast at a later time, I pray that you receive something. I pray that this word would just bless your life. And with that, so I want to do a prayer. And so just bow your heads right there. And if you need a prayer today, you know, I'm gonna just step out by faith. And I'm going to say that whatever you need a prayer for, whatever the prayer is, that God hears you in your spirit, because he can and he will. And I'm going to pray and agree with you. So let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for this morning's podcast live stream, Lord. I thank you for what you are doing. I thank you for the word that has been spoken, Lord. I pray that you would move in the hearts and the spirit of those that are there, Lord Jesus, that whatever the prayer is that they have, whatever the need they have been praying to you for, God, wherever there may be doubt, that you would come against doubt and remove it in the name of Jesus. I pray against any opposition, God, that has attempted to distract this word, that has attempted to make this word not be effective in the lives of those who are watching. And I pray right now, God, that you would remove and rebuke any false deception, God, that has been put into these people, Lord Jesus, from outside influences, but that you would impart the truth that comes from the word of God so that it would set them free, Lord. I pray for the non-believer, Lord, out there that does not yet know you, Lord, the believer that is listening to this podcast or that is watching right now, to the non-believer. And I pray that you would touch their heart, God, in a way that would bring them to you, God, that they would see your plan in their life, God, and that this prayer today marks the start of something that you're going to do in their lives, God. And I pray that forgiveness would enter their hearts, that mercy would enter their hearts, God, that they would be receptive to receive what you have in the mighty name of Jesus, but that your salvation and your truth would transform their lives. I thank you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. God bless everybody. Thank you again once for tuning in. Have a great one. Have a great Saturday. God willing, I will see you next Saturday.